Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on striving, Babun fil Mujahadati. Yesterday we did the hadith of Hazrat Huzaifa ibn al-Yaman radiallahu anhu, narrates with regards to the length and the beauty of the Salah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he explained that I read Salah with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one night, and I thought when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started reciting Surah Baqarah, that he would go into ruku after reciting 100 ayat. And then when he passed 100 ayat, I said, okay, at least Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam now will divide the surah into two. In other words, his Surah Baqarah, he'll break it into two parts. So first part in first rakat, second part will be in the second rakat. But when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam still continued, then I thought at least he'll make ruku when he finishes Surah Baqarah. And when he finished Surah Baqarah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam started Surah Ali Imran. And then the day after, he started Surah Nisa. And only once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam finished Surah Nisa, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam went into ruku. So measured, so beautiful, it wasn't rushed, was the qiraat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And then he explained that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam went into ruku. His ruku was as long as his qiyam. His ruku was like his qiyam. Second explanation. Then like that, when Rasulullah sallam came up from ruku, that was also as long as his qiyam. And then when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went into sajda, that was also, in other words, in its beauty, in its style, or it can also mean in its length, one explanation. That's how beautiful was the salah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came across any ayat praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he came across any ayat that were asking and seeking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he would ask and he would seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He came across any ayat seeking protection, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would seek protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was the tahajjud salah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today's hadith, yesterday was Hazrat Huzaifa ibn al-Yaman radiallahu anhu explaining. Today is Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, such a great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is giving his personal encounter when reading tahajjud with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one evening. Hazrat Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, and Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, قال صليت مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ليلة فأطال القيامة حتى هممت بأمر سوء قيل وما هممت به قال هممت أن أجلس وأدعه متفق عليه. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrates that I afford salah with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one night, and he remained standing in salah for so long that I thought of doing something evil. And this was the words of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, that I joined Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for salah one night, and he remained standing so long in salah that I thought of doing something evil. So it was asked Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, what did you think of doing? He replied, I thought of sitting down and leaving Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So few masail come out from this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu explaining the salah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is that in nafil salah, this was tahajjud salat, this was nafil salat, that if a person is finding it too long and difficult to stand with the imam, then he can sit in the salah, there is no harm for him sitting in nafil salah. However, if a person sits and reads nafil salah, then the reward is halved if there is no reason for him to sit. Whereas if a person has got some genuine reason, it is permissible for him to sit, no harm. Then this person also may sit in nafil salah. The next thing is Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, the respect that he had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that despite him feeling so tired and being so difficult for him to stand, he considered it something evil. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is doing one thing and I'm doing something else. Look at Sahaba. The day is gunjayish, there is an element of allowance to sit. If the imam is reading a very long namaz, this is a nafil salat. But yet, he thought to himself that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is doing something, I thought of doing something else. Such an evil thing. The next explanation ulama give, or the next point they bring from this hadith, is that when Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu was narrating this to Sahaba, he said that I thought of doing something evil. Immediately Sahaba asked him, what did you think of doing? So in other words, it shows that to learn also deen, we need to ask questions sometimes. We need to ask so that we're not sure of something, then we can learn it, and we can, not that we just hear something and we're not sure and we leave it like that. We ask a question and we find out properly so that we don't be left with any doubts. And another thing we learn from here is that respect towards seniors. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the senior, he was the imam, and Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu was the muqtadi, he was the follower. But this was the respect that he had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the senior, that I should be doing what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is doing. So at all times the respect for the seniors have to be maintained. Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Here again we see the tahajjud salah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu was no ordinary sahabi. He was a very, very great sahabi. But despite his maqam and his greatness, he is saying that he actually found it difficult to stand with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This shows us what level of abdiyat, what level of servitude Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. If the senior most sahaba battled to stand with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq also of performing long, long rakats of nafil salat, of being of great, of being, humbling ourselves and standing with a great level of servitude in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is something that is like, we may not know a lot of Quran, but whatever we know, we should try and recite it in our tahajjud salat and in our nafil salat. By a person doing this, it becomes more and more proficient. For example, a person may know first short surahs, then he may know tabarak, then he may know yasin. He can read these surahs in his tahajjud salat, or he may know some part of suratul kahf. By doing it, he's making his surah strong also, and at the same time what he's doing, he's getting longer rakats of nafil salat. Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. As we know, today is Friday. We should increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should make it a point of reciting suratul kahf. Encourage the family also to recite suratul kahf. Come early for the Jummah salah, and take advantage of the time before Maghrib salat to try and engage in dua. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.